This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Number three.
Just 2 years ago, she was at home recovering from a blood clot, and now she's fully healthy. The world's number one player hasn't lost a tournament since January. I'm talking about Nelly Korda. She won the LPGA Tour in the Woodlands over the weekend. Fifth straight tournament, which ties all the records.
Yeah.
So very impressive. The Chevron Championship also made sports moments over the weekend. I know y'all saw the clip of the player that used the floating billboard in the middle of the pond bounce her ball off and continue in play.
It was the greatest shot. It's like a trick shot kind of thing. I'm going to bounce it off the billboard and then it'll still be in play.
And so. It counted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Carry on.
It was, yes. If you want to see the video, let us know.
Number two.
Not the call you want first thing on a Saturday morning. Your kids got out and they're running on the overpass of 99 and 249.
Mm-hmm.
A constable on a motorcycle, with the help of a motorist, helped contain and rescue two stranded dogs. Animal control confirmed the dogs were microchipped, meaning they belonged to someone. And so they started searching for the owners, who had to be like, hey, yo, your dogs are on the, like, flyover.
Every time that happens, I try to return a dog to somebody. They always go, oh, I know. They always come home.
How silly them.
That makes me so mad.
It ticks
me off, right?
And the top story trending in Texas.
Today, a beautiful Earth Day, like near perfect day. Sunny skies, light winds, humidity returns on Wednesday, so just be prepared. HEB is celebrating Earth Day today. Did they give away reusable bags? 265,000 that have Big Bend on State Park on the outside of them, so they're kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you know, of course, we'll be mulching today.
We are mulching today.
Houston Botanic Gardens.
Our entire staff here at the Bowl and all of our Odyssey radio stations are mulching. Some get started a little earlier than we do. We go right after the show. But actually, if we got to do it, today is the perfect day to be out there. So that's what's trending in Texas. Top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. And it's powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
I'm Jessica. I'm from Dickinson, and I work in a pediatric clinic. I'm a nurse, and one of our employees, who's a good friend of ours, her son is three and has been waiting for a kidney for several years, and he does dialysis 6 hours every night, 6 days a week, and he got a kidney.
Wow. He just got a kidney. What? I was still reacting to him going through dialysis every night. Oh, my gosh, that's great news.
Yeah, so, and he's doing great. He finally got discharged in his home, and he's doing great.
Wow.
My goodness.
And he's 3 years old?
He's 3 years old.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah, so they're It's very exciting for everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Can you tell us his first name?
Tomas.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, prayers for that family and for that little one. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And you know what? Since we're offering prayers, I want to offer prayers out there for the family of the donor, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never, never, ever want to forget that. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing. What amazing news. You keep us updated, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And Jessica, thank you for everything you do on a daily basis.
Oh, thank you. I love my job.
You know, as a pediatric nurse, woo.
It's rough sometimes, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this good news story?
Yes.
Amen. That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, guys.
Could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Mo's hitting the road today. She's going to be jumping on an airplane right after we get done here today. And she's headed to a country music showcase. I think I'm okay in saying that, right?
Yeah. Okay, tell us all about the trip.
I'm going to Napa, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
Yes. There's going to be a bunch of country music singers performing new music and a bunch of country radio people listening to that new music. That's drinking cool. wine.
So yes. we are trusting you with a bunch of technology. We have loaded you up with like boxes and microphones and cables. And you're supposedly doing the show.
Correct.
You're drinking wine at night in Napa with country music stars.
And you're going to do the show the next morning.
At like 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah. I guarantee, George, that we will not hear from her for 3 days.
No, it'll be fine.
So we'll be calling her room. Could you send someone to check on her, please?
Welfare check.
No, this is kind of cool, though.
No, it is a really cool opportunity. I couldn't pass it up, but I'm nervous about the technology and just about like being super tired.
Is there anybody in particular you're looking forward to seeing, like new artist kind of person?
Well, Scotty McCreery is going to be there, and I'm excited to see him and hear his new music. A bunch of new women that I've never met before. Have you heard of Brittany Spencer? She's going to be there.
Have we had her on New Music Friday?
Yes. And she was on Beyonce's album.
Sorry. Yes. Wait, that's Fresh Track Friday.
That's what I say. I don't know what I say.
Well, and I think this is kind of cool because it's a nod to what you created with Fresh Track Friday. Aww. Every Friday you feature new artists, new songs, that kind of stuff.
So maybe I'll have
and
new stuff
recognized
this Friday.
For it. Yeah, so, we'll see. So that'll be kind of cool. So
Friday will be awesome, right?
Yeah, Friday will be awesome.
I have a full week to get new music and give it to y'all on Friday.
I want, instead of you interviewing country artists, I want them to interview you and see how you're holding up.
Can you ask me like what year it is and who the president is?
Hey, this is Scotty McCreery and I'm with Mo from the Morning Bullpen Show.
And she's asleep.
Can I ask you a favor?
What's up?
I don't usually, like when you're on traveling trips and stuff like that, I don't usually ask for anything.
I'm happy to do almost anything for you, George.
But you're going to be in Napa.
Yes.
And you're going to be there with country music stars.
I am.
And there is one thing that I'd like for you to bring back for me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can you get an answer, an honest answer from Scotty McCreery on whether he considers himself a redhead or not? Can you please do that?
I would make that sacrifice with you. I'm going to march my little tushy right up to Scotty McCreery tonight.
No matter what else you do, can you just ask him?
Oh my goodness, you're going to see him tonight?
Yeah, he's doing like a release party for like his new record.
So we're going to answer this question tonight, George. This time tomorrow.
That's all I want from you, Mo.
I can't wait for his answer.
I just wanted an answer to that question.
Wine or like some female something.
Yeah, I'll take the wine.
Yeah.
Bring the wine to me.
No, nothing like that. Just an answer. Is he a redhead or not? It's the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric with a K. And we don't usually do this. We don't usually talk about things that are going on like right here at the radio station. Like we're on the 19th floor. We see a lot of stuff in traffic. But there's an accident that just happened outside of our window that we can see from here on the 19th floor. And I feel like we got to talk about it because we've all been glued to the windows looking outside.
I wish I could see. I wish if anybody has driven by this accident, what is it? I-69 in Wesleyan?
Yeah.
We don't know anything happening. All we heard was an impact out our window.
Right.
We look and there is something just engulfed in flames.
Now, the fire department has just arrived on the scene.
Yes. There's one officer on site right now.
But we have no idea what's going on. And it's one of those things where it's like, I know we're not, if you're not there, you can't see it. How do we talk about it? But it's just kind of consumed our, like the last like 10 minutes right here on the show. We've been looking out the window instead of preparing for the show.
This is, I mean, honestly, if anybody, 713-881-5500 can give us any details. Mo says she can actually smell the fire from way up here.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the 19th floor, and it's like over there.
It's huge.
I know you don't have a sense of smell.
Right.
But you can smell a little bit. And it looks like maybe like a truck with a trailer.
It's definitely one vehicle with a trailer.
Like a pickup truck with a trailer behind
flatbed,
it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
I don't know where you look to find information about, like, emergencies that are happening.
I was going to say, I don't know that they have information.
There's like a 911 registry, right, of, like, what they're currently responding to.
I use it
in my neighborhood.
Okay. What? Wait, hold on.
Like, on your neighborhood
I know there's
page?
One in Fort Bend County where you can see, like, active emergency calls. So, like, if you pass something or if there's something happening in your neighborhood, you can, like, look it up.
When I was younger, I had an uncle that used to listen to the police scanner.
Yeah.
Is it the modern day equivalent to that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If anybody has any details, 713-881-5500. We just want to know everybody's okay.
Right, that's a big thing. And honestly, we had the discussion about should we walk down there? Should we? I mean, but there's no way to get across.
Right, no, like, absolutely not.
Five lanes of traffic each way on 50. It's at 59 in Wesley. And so
hopefully it'll show up on the news.
Can we just say a little prayer that everybody's okay?
Yes. 100%.
And here's the other thing, and that all the traffic gets through there, because so many times you hear about, like, not only the first wreck, but then people in the backup or people that come up on it. So anyway, fingers crossed this morning. Yes. That's what's going on with us.
Oh, we had to talk about it. It was so dramatic. Just bang, flames.
And then the flames, like you could see right out of the window. It was, we've never had anything in all the years we've worked here. Mo, have you ever? We haven't had a wreck like that, have we?
We see
a lot of traffic out our window because
Starbucks line. Woo!
Talk about traffic.
We can
see 59 like all the way to where it slows down with the bridges.
Oh yeah.
Back to the construction from up here on the 19th floor, but I've never seen anything like that. Again, prayers go
out to everybody
that's involved there. So a little weird, I know, but that's what's happening with us this morning here from 100.3 The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen, George Mo and Eric with a K. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
That accident you're talking about on 59, I passed it up. I'm a trucker. The car started on fire. The guys and the lady got out of the car. The brakes were locked up on the front and it started on fire.
Oh my goodness. Everybody's okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay. Whoa. They were standing by the vehicle when it started.
You seriously made our morning.
Bobby, we can breathe again thanks to you. Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, that's good news. All right, consumed us here on the morning show, and now we know that now that he's got to clear that stuff out of there. 59 in Wesley, and if you come through there, it's going to be backed up this morning.
Okay.
All right. And I did not plan this, okay? I swear I did not plan this song. It was already there. But I feel like if we know everybody's okay, we can go ahead and play it, right? Nate Smith, now on The Bull. All right. Coming up at 7:30 here on the Morning Bullpen. That's where you get to join the show and be part of this. You can tell us what you think Eric should sing about. 10-Minute Tune happens at 7:30 every morning as part of the Morning Bullpen show.
Mo, you pretty much eat the same thing for breakfast every day.
I do. Before I have coffee, I have a bar.
And it's every day. I watch you do it. And then you bring like carrots and you bring pretty much the same lunch too.
Well, I meal prep. And so, I try to have like goodies.
Okay.
Adult Lunchable, if you will.
That really is a good description.
Cheese, crackers. I have like the meat sticks. that I like. I like cheese cubes.
Okay.
Yeah. I like a lot of food.
You sound like you're 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, okay, can I have a meat stick and cheese cubes today?
I love a meat stick.
Okay, I want to hear from grown-ups that eat the same lunch every single day. 713-881-5500. If you eat the same thing for lunch every single day, because I ran across your soulmate, Mo, over the weekend. We hung out with some friends on Ford's basketball team. Ford is 5 years old.
Okay.
And speaking of Lunchables, that's exactly what this kid on his basketball team eats every single day. And
Lunchable?
A specific Lunchable, George.
Okay.
It's like the ones with turkey, but cheddar. Not Swiss.
Uh-huh.
Turkey, cheddar, and it's got to have the Oreo cookie. Then he also gets some applesauce from mom, and then he gets a juice from mom, and they throw whatever drink is in there away. It's the exact same lunch, and if you deviate from any one of those items, he will not eat his entire lunch.
Really?
Eats it every day.
That seems like a kid thing, though, you know? They like the routine.
Well, they like a good routine. That's true. And they get on these kicks for a while.
Right, and moms are like, as long as they're eating, I don't care what they eat.
Don't care. No. I'm good with it.
Right?
Yeah. So we want to know if you're an adult and you eat the same thing for lunch every day. I did this for a while.
Did you really?
Like when I was when I lost the 80 pounds and I was like really being strict about my diet and everything, I ate almost the same thing every day for lunch because you know exactly, like, I know how many calories are in this. I know how many protein grams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it just made it easier, but I don't do that anymore.
That's interesting. If somebody brings food in, we just
we'll eat it. Fine. So we want to know an adult who eats the same lunch every day. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You know exactly.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. All right. So
there you have it.
We want to know an adult that eats the same thing for lunch. We know it's 5 year olds and Mo. But we want to hear from you. 713-881-5500 on the Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric met a 5-year-old that eats the same thing for lunch every single day. And we one up that by saying Mo eats the same thing in here for breakfast every day.
Come on.
We want to know adults that eat the same thing for lunch or the same meal every day. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Don's on the phone in Needville. Hey, sister, what do you eat?
Hey, good morning. Well, I eat the same breakfast every day and the same lunch every day.
Really?
What?
Really? Yes.
All right. Tell us about those two meals.
Okay, so I have 4 eggs, 2 slices of toast with butter, and coffee for breakfast every day. Every single day. And then for lunch, I have a turkey wrap, a yogurt, and raspberries or blackberries or strawberries, some type of berry.
Okay,
so you get a little variation in the berries.
What do you think this is about? Are you a creature of habit? Are you a super picky eater? Are you trying to diet? Like, what's your situation?
So, right. So, it's all about, like, lifestyle, so not really diet. Mm-hmm. And definitely creature of habit, and it just makes it easier because I have to go to work in the morning.
Yep.
So...
Okay, let me ask you one more question, Dawn. Do you go the same way to work every day and park in the same parking spot?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I love it. She's thriving, all right, y'all?
That's all right. I feel like you're the soulmate for a lot of people there, Dawn. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We want to know, you eat the same thing for breakfast or for lunch every single day.
Michael and LaPorte, what's that meal for you?
It's ramen noodles and a white monster.
What?
Wait, what? What time?
About 9 or 10, depending on the day.
All right.
Ramen and a monster.
Do you pack it, or do you stop at a gas station and get it?
No, I buy the big boxes of it. And...
there's got to be a story behind this. Well, first of all, how's your blood pressure with all that sodium?
Actually, not bad. I don't need a whole lot of sodium outside of that.
Okay. He gets his daily allowance.
Yeah, you get a week's worth every morning.
Ramen and a monster every day.
It makes me want to vomit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I like ramen. I mean,
I like ramen too, but every day with a monster energy drink? Like, what a pair.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we have a dietitian on line 5 that wants to talk to you, Michael. We want to know, what's your meal that you eat the same every day? 713-881-5500. You can call or text us here on The Bull. I don't know what's weirder, what you eat every day or the fact that you eat the same thing every day for lunch. 713-881-5500. This all started with a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I met a kid over the weekend who eats the same Lunchable every single day. His mom says she can't change a single thing about it or he won't eat his entire lunch.
I didn't think it was that weird.
Because you're a grown-up who eats the same thing every day.
Every breakfast.
And evidently, you're not alone, Mo.
Thanks, y'all. Sonia's on the phone in North Shore. Sonia, you eat the same thing every day?
Not me. It's one of the physicians I work with. He eats the same thing every day. And I've been working with him for 9 years.
Oh, shoot, girl. What does he eat?
He eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a string cheese, an apple, and a yogurt.
He's a
every
doctor.
Every day for lunch.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He's a successful human being.
What kind of doctor, Sonia?
It doesn't matter. He's getting paid more than I am.
That's right.
Yeah. So he must be doing something right, Sonia. Maybe we should try.
All right, so we're writing that down. PB&J, string cheese.
String cheese. I love it.
We want to know, what do you eat the same thing every day?
Ken's on the phone. Hey, Ken, what's that meal for you?
Hey, I like to have a bologna cheese sandwich with pickles, chips, three slices of block cheese, and 3 chocolate chip cookies from Chip Ahoy.
Oh,
specific.
Yes,
you got to be specific with the cookies.
How can you be mad at Ken?
He can do whatever he wants,
and I'm so happy for him.
Ken, this sounds like my dad would take that
life.
Same thing every day for lunch. Yeah. And he was a pipefitter.
Believe it or not, I lost 45 pounds with that.
That's right.
Wow.
Really? Yes.
Now I'm writing that one down. Wait. Y'all want to be doctors. I want to lose 45 pounds.
I was going to say, wait a second. The doctor that we just talked to is calling saying, Ken, that is not healthy. All right. The same thing for lunch every single day. We love this. 713-881-5500. We want to hear all the stories here on The Bull. Sometimes you just need something to give you a little smile in the morning. That's what we like to do with the 10-minute tune. How does it work? Well, you call in. Whatever's on your mind, something crazy, and you tell Eric about it, and if he likes your suggestion or you catch his attention, he'll use it, go out the hallway, take 10 minutes, write a song, and come back and perform it. We call it the 10-minute tune, but it always starts with your input.
Oh, Olivia is on the phone, and Katie, hey sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
So today is my brother's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Aw, what's his name?
Owen.
Owen and Olivia. Well, how old is Owen turning?
He turned 8 today.
Wow. So are you older sister?
Yes.
All right, what are we going to do to celebrate your little brother?
I was just thinking of a song because he's also autistic, so he can't really talk.
I think Eric's going to do something special for him. Well, Olivia, stay on the phone, okay? Yes, stay on hold. Let's do something special for Owen, okay?
All right. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. You tell us, what would you suggest to Eric today?
Haley's on the phone in Cinco Ranch. Hey, Haley, what should I sing about today?
Hey, guys. I don't know. I'm a mom and I'm just exhausted right now, honestly. If you, like, I don't even know what I'm asking, honestly. I just a song about being an exhausted mom. I'm over it. I'm a little over it.
We don't mean to laugh at you.
No, we're laughing with you.
I swear.
Yes. Exhaustedly with you.
I can hear it in your voice.
I don't even know what I'm asking. Just think about me.
How old are your kids, Haley?
5 and 9. Mm-hmm. So, very active ages.
Yes.
And they just are messy.
Fair.
And
hungry.
And then you have all of the kids' sports stuff they do.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I know. I know I have all that.
She's like, stop rubbing it in. Okay, you deserve a song so that you feel seen and heard, because we see and hear you, Haley.
But what are we writing? Well, that's up to you. What we're writing about.
So, about being just exhausted, George.
Okay, that's what got you. Okay. All right, Haley, we're going to choose you today, okay?
Great.
All right. If you can hang around for just 10 minutes, we'll find out how Eric does. Exhausted parents, the topic today on our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Nothing like a little Tracy Bird to get you going on a Monday.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, and Eric with a K. It's time to find out what Eric has created today. We heard the call a little bit earlier. It came in from Katie Cinco Ranch, right?
Yes. Is that where it was? It was Haley.
Oh, yeah. I remember Haley now. She was exhausted.
Hey, guys. I don't know. I'm a mom, and I'm just exhausted right now, honestly. If you, like, I don't even know what I'm asking, honestly. I just a song about being an exhausted mom.
Okay, we weren't laughing at her.
No.
Laughing with her.
Collective.
Yes, exactly.
I get it. Yeah. We understand you.
Identify it there. So Eric is back in the studio. The exhausted part seemed to grab you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to do it in the style of Black and White Michael Jackson.
Oh,
for
wow.
all the exhausted parents, moms or dads.
Okay, that's a little flashback here then.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute tune today. All exhausted parents, listen up here on the Morning Bullpen.
I'm a parent and I'm tired all day. No matter what I do, my children complain. Put my coffee in the microwave, reheat it for the 17th time.
That is true, by the way.
I'm exhausted from my babies. I could really use a nap, all right. Shamow, I lay down on the couch to catch me some Z's. But in that moment when I'm falling asleep, I can hear them screaming, someone broke something, they're having a fight. Exhausted from my babies, I could really use a nap, all right.
I like the fact that he did the whole Michael Jackson thing. He was like grabbing himself.
Yeah, I was a little distracted.
If I didn't have the cord on my headphones, I can moonwalk, actually.
You could moonwalk.
Easy something.
What did you say, Shomo? Do the...
Shomo!
All right. Exhausted Parents. That's your 10-minute tune today. And if you go to themorningbullpen.com, you can grab it off our podcast. Or you can subscribe through the Odyssey app. That's the easiest way. Hear from the Morning Bullpen. Over the weekend, one of our favorite guys, Scotty McCreary, got inducted and became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. It's a big deal.
Such a big deal for any country artist to be inducted.
Now, you can be asked to play the Opry, but this is a different thing altogether.
Yes, you're kind of like committing yourself to the Opry once you're a member.
No, literally, George posted a video of Scotty like screwing in his placard on the wall. He's a permanent part of the Opry now.
It was a big deal. I love him, and he talked about how important it was to him.
I just knew this was one of the biggest moments of my life. Career-wise, it was the biggest moment of my career. And I was about to leave the stage, but, you know, I wanted to spend as much time as I could enjoying the moment, stopping to smell the roses. You know, I feel like we can get so busy in this life and this career that sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes it's good to stop and reflect. And I didn't have much time. I'm sure they needed me to move on, but just an extra few seconds there is all I needed to be like, wow, this really happened.
You should do a song, Five More Minutes. I would think that would be a good idea for there. Wouldn't
or
it?
So. Do the song, I'm a Redhead, Don't You Know It.
Okay.
Are we really bringing that back up?
Can we talk about this? Because I spent all weekend like locked up in my house, a hermit, because my feelings were hurt so bad.
Stop it.
I believe you.
Over a question that I asked on Friday, and Mo... not only Mo and Eric, but Melissa, our boss, and everybody else piled on when I dared call Scotty McCreary a redhead.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the person who played Mo Knows Country actually lost because he said that was such a terrible hint.
It was not
a terrible hint. He's a redhead. Did you see the pictures from over the weekend? He has red hair. It's like Auburn.
Nope.
But that's red hair, right?
George, we posted at the Bull Houston on Instagram.
You cherry picked a picture where he's in the dark.
I tried to find any picture I had on my phone.
Yeah. I just used what we had available to us. George, at the Bull Houston, there is a poll you can take right now. Is Scotty McCreary redheaded?
Stop.
It's got a video from the show where George calls him a redhead. It's got some pictures of Scotty McCreary.
George is trying to show me a picture and it's not red.
No, that's not red. You're trying
that
to...
Is red.
You are using evidence against yourself, sir. People have responded. 91% say no way.
They have no idea. Do you have a redhead in your family?
Yes, my mother.
Your mom's not a redhead.
Yes, and our boss, Melissa, also has
who chimed in. If you go to the comments there at The Bull Houston on Instagram, George, Melissa, our boss, the redhead, says, George, we need you to send you to your friends at Man Eye Institute.
Oh, no!
Because he is not a redhead.
I'm going to post this picture in response because...
I don't think that's a picture you want to post, George.
That picture, he has red hair.
Red.
This is from the Opry.
That does when not.
George, no.
Red. That's brown.
George, I'm telling you, people are commenting. There's somebody called Ginger Swag on Instagram who says, as an actual redhead, this is mildly insulting. Who said yes?
My brother Jordan, who works with NASA, has exactly the same color hair as this, and we call him a redhead all the time.
Really?
He's redheaded. I don't know what y'all are doing, but
here's
like
the thing.
Color test.
Mo is gonna literally see Scotty tonight.
I am.
Tonight, she's hopping on a flight after the show. Yes. She's going to what is it called?
Live in the Vineyard Ghost Country.
Yes. Bunch of country stars drinking wine together. It's awesome. It's going to be a fun experience. And the first person she's going to lay eyes on is Scotty McCreary. And she can ask him.
Person. I know she can ask him, but she won't. She'll lead the witness. She's like, I know you have dark hair.
I'll take a full video. I promise.
Our co-worker, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit at home again all day today. I sat at home all weekend. I didn't speak to a single person.
You're scared of redheads coming after you?
No. It's just like, Scotty McCreary is a redhead. He just is. He's a redhead. And here's the thing I love. Both Mo and Melissa, our boss, Well, he has a red beard.
He does.
It means his hair is red.
No, it's very different.
No, it doesn't mean that. No. He's like a calico cat.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Can we get back to Scotty Mercury?
I don't know. That's up to you.
being happy. I'm kind of with Tamale and Sweet on Instagram, who commented and said, who cares?
I wrote that.
Now you know why I stayed home all weekend and didn't speak to a single person. All because of this.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Steve is in Cypress this morning, and he's trying to take $100 from Mo. Steve, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Steve?
Because for the moment, it's Mo's money.
Oh, oh wow. Okay, Steve-O, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
No, it's real simple. Close your eyes, cover your ears, try to relax. It'll just take a minute.
Oh, that's what I said on my wedding night.
Sounded weird. Okay, get out of here, Mo.
Bye, Mo.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. The hit song White Horse won two Grammy Awards, but it's not up for any ACM Awards. Who sings the song White Horse?
Chris Stapleton.
Question number two. George Strait has 60 number ones. Parker McCollum just had his fourth number one. How many more does he need before he ties George?
56.
Question number three. What country music legend is known for hits like Ring of Fire and I Walk the Line?
That'd be your Johnny Cash.
Question number four. After last week's red-headed debate, what Texas country legend is known as the red-headed stranger?
That'd be Willie Nelson.
Question number five. Two superstars, Morgan Wallen and Eric Church, are at the top of the charts with their song, Man Made a Blank.
A bar.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today.
Oh, Steve in Cypress. Steve in Cypress. He creepily kicked you out, but I think he was trying to get you in your head.
Yeah.
And he may have done it five out of freaking five.
I just drank bleach.
All right, Mo.
That's a joke. Don't do it.
Okay, oh, you got a belly laugh out of Steve.
Let's see how you do on these questions. All right. Okay. Question number one. Mm-hmm. The hit song White Horse won two Grammy Awards, but it's not up for any ACM Awards. Mm. Who sings White Horse?
White Horse is Chris Stapleton.
I can't tell you the answers until we get to the end because he got them all right. Okay. Question number two. George Strait has 60 number ones. Mm-hmm. Parker McCollum just had his fourth number one. Mm-hmm. How many more does he need to tie George?
Crap. 60 minus 4, 59, 58, 56. 56.
Question number three.
I'm confident.
What 56. Country music legend is known for hits like Ring of Fire and I Walk the Line?
Johnny Cash.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. After last week's red-headed debate, what Texas legend is known as the red-headed stranger?
I have no idea. Texas legend, red-headed stranger. Nope.
Pick a Texas legend.
Well, I don't want to offend anyone by calling them redhead like George did. And I can't think of anyone from Texas with red hair.
So
I have no idea.
Steve got all five right. If you don't have an answer to this question.
The only person I would guess is Reba, but I know she's not from here. Chuck Norris.
It's Willie Nelson. Oh! Red-headed stranger is Willie Nelson.
Steve, you won, dude.
Thank you, guys. Every year y'all do a book drive. Put the $100 on that, okay?
Oh, my God. Steve in Cypress.
So sweet.
Wow.
I didn't know Willie Nelson had red hair.
Redheaded. He's known as the redheaded. That was like one of his most famous albums.
There is no debate here on this one. George is absolutely right.
All right, Steve.
Very
congratulations.
Nice. Very
buddy.
Nice, Steve. Hang a sign in Cypress. Steve knows country.
Thank you very much.
Yes, he Thank does. You. Will you take $100 from Mo? You get a chance to play her tomorrow morning. 8:20 is the next Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.